All right, well, exciting times here. It's the
Yeah.
first ever Lighthearted Banter podcast hosted by your HWS tennis coaches, Tim Riske and Emmy Levinson. And we are excited to share a different perspective with our alums, our friends of the program, recruits, anybody. And Emmy, maybe tell us a little bit more about why we're doing this.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. I think this is a really unique thing. Not a lot of other coaches are hosting a podcast, but we love to have fun. Lighthearted banter is a really important part of both programs here at HWS. We like to have fun when we're on the court, we like to enjoy our time together while also working hard. So we thought this would be a fun idea just to let our listeners, our alum, and friends of the program get a glimpse of what it's like to be coaches here at HWS, to coach two tennis teams.
I think it's a cool medium and excited to see how it goes. We'll probably do two or four of these types of podcasts each year. I think there's a lot of really cool stories out there from HWS tennis teams of the past. And I like it to be anecdotal and informal and just kind of a conversation and people who want to step up and share anything they took away from the game of tennis, which is a great teacher and used later in life. We would be all ears for that kind of content for me in particular. The other side of it is would be like the student athlete side, sharing some of those stories about what it's like to be on the team, what they're going through, can really resonate with our alums. And the whole idea here is just connection. It's engagement and seeing what might come out of that. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all about connection. And we're excited, especially now that I've taken over as the women's head coach, men's assistant, and Tim as men's head coach, women's assistant. It also gives us a little bit more time to do stuff like this. So we're really excited. And again, we just finished up Thanksgiving here, wrapping up the fall season. But Tim, on the men's side, how'd you think it went?
It was a good season. I mean, I think we had our individual tournament season. I think we made some really good strides just across the board, improving and trying to get a better understanding of how to play. And of course, Fisher and Jake had great run and went in the Northeast Regional and becoming our latest All-Americans in doubles, and then really doing very well at the national level, making it to the semis, the ITA Cup, taking out the one seed. And then losing a close semifinal match against CMS, 18-16, third set super tiebreaker. I mean, that
Crazy.
was an insane match, probably one of the most up and down roller coaster of a match that I've ever like sat on the court and watched.
What were they
There's
down
times
by?
they were down 4-1, love 40 in the second
Yeah.
set after dropping the
Insane.
first set and came back and won that set 7-5. And there was times I wanted to like strangle them, and times I was like, "You guys can do no wrong." It was really a roller coaster of a match. But to be that close to moving on to the national final, they had 3 points, 3 match points in that super breaker. I think it was just a great message to the team
Yeah.
that we're close, guys. It's a shot made here and there, and we're there. It's really what it comes down to.
It was insane. And I think the craziest part is I remember us going into ITAs thinking we do really well in singles. And what, you paired Jake and Fisher up a week before, was it?
Yeah, like 2 weeks, yeah, before.
Yeah,
Right
we
after
had,
St. Lawrence, they came back.
yeah.
We're both playing well. I was like, we didn't have them together for that tournament, but you might as well put you guys together. You clearly our two best players and you're good friends and seniors and
Yeah.
all that. Let's see what happens.
Yes. Insane. Such a good fall. Such a good fall.
And on the women's side, having been the women's coach the last several years, you can definitely see a great boost in the energy that you've brought to the team, and maybe just tell us a little bit about your experience so far as the new women's coach.
Yeah, it's been awesome so far. So before this, I was a graduate assistant coach, so stepping right into the head coaching role. So big transition and a lot to learn every day, but it's been absolutely fantastic. I just came into such a motivated group of girls. So we had 10 this or 9 this fall, And then Marin plays volleyball and two abroad. So just a really motivated group, which was super awesome to see. And from the first day of practice to the last, the improvement was absolutely insane, both on paper results and just watching them play on court. So they're hungry for the spring, which really excites me. And now it's kind of the off season, or what they're calling this year the preseason, which I really like. So they're getting to work, which it's been awesome. I'll be in the gym and kind of look out, and they're on the courts almost every single day, serving, doing whatever. So we're really pumped for the spring and just excited for how great of a fall we had.
No, it's been great. I think on both avenues, things are really clicking and firing, and there's a lot of good energy. And we hope to continue that. And we hope that this podcast and what we're doing with our alumni engagement efforts will continue to help just everything. And I think that's the key element of our program is that alumni engagement side and friends of the program and what we're doing and what we can do better moving forward. So I'm definitely excited to see, continue that energy from that standpoint.
Yeah, it's been great. Exciting to meet a lot of awesome alum already. I've gotten to interact with a few on the phone here for homecoming weekend, and it's really just such a special community here at HWS. Just I found in just the first few months here. I think I didn't tell you this. I forgot to tell you. Over Thanksgiving break, my dad was at the gym. We go to the University of Richmond gym. Right next to him is a William Smith rower.
Oh, wow.
In Richmond, which was
Small world.
crazy. So they ended
They're
up
everywhere.
talking. They're literally everywhere, talking about how I was the new tennis coach. She was talking about how great of an experience she had. I think her mom went to HWS too. So it is a special community. So what are you looking forward to this upcoming year, Tim?
I think we have a motivated group, so honestly looking forward to the matches and
Yeah.
seeing, how we can continue to improve and do well in a lot of big matches that we have up. But always, we'll always look forward to the spring break trip. It's just such a great trip. It's huge for us just from a competition and training standpoint, where we get to go to Florida
Yeah.
for a week and play on hard courts and kind of get into that competitive swing of the season and have a really good time bonding as a team.
We got a good
So
schedule too for spring
yeah,
break.
solid
Good competitive
schedule,
schedule.
good HWS tennis schedule,
Yeah.
and we'll find time to do our fun stuff as well.
Of course.
It's all on the schedule. What about you? What do you what's your first spring season, dual match season? What are you looking forward
Yeah,
to?
I'm ready to play a dual match.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see us out there. We got a little bit of a glimpse at our Hamilton fall invite of playing as a team. I'm ready to see us fired up on the court. Doubles wise, it's what we've been improving upon. So really excited to see that come together and just playing together. Also, some fun things coming up. We got ADOD. We got some video ideas coming up. I know everyone looks forward to that.
Yeah,
So watch out. We
I
got some
do.
big
I
things
like it.
coming.
I mean, they're good. They're creative. The players do a great job with it. I
They
mean,
do a good job.
it's all credit to them and
Yeah.
their creativity to create these things.
No,
And
Mia Jacobs is creator this year, creative director.
Oh, there you go.
So
That'll be
good
good.
stuff coming there. And then, and obviously, spring break. You just can't beat it. Some Florida sunshine. We love the snow up here, but it's nice to go down and play outside. A beautiful USDA facility. You
Now,
just
well, I've
can't beat it.
shoveled my driveway enough times, like I did this
I know.
morning.
It's
I'm
really
happy to
snowing
do
out
it.
there
Happy to
today.
make a snowball and throw it at my kids, but
Yeah.
in March, I'm done, kind of done with it.
We're done. Then it gets too cold. Today's the nice fluffy snow. It gets too cold. We hop on that plane and we enjoy our
Browser.
week at the water park, on the
Let's
courts a
do it.
little bit,
Yeah.
everything. So, yeah, we're just excited. A lot to look forward to, and excited to continue on with this podcast and hopefully have our first guest. Next
Yeah,
time
let's
we
get a
tune in,
guest. Come on.
someone, please.
If you have a story to tell, hit us
I know
up,
you guys
okay?
do.
So we're looking for a guest. Of course, like moving forward, we want you to continue to follow along with the team. We got some great social media content. I mean, you've
Yeah,
done a really good
tune
job with social media. It's not my
Thank
forte,
you.
but bringing some great life to Hobart and Williamsburg tennis accounts.
Yeah,
If you haven't
tune in,
followed them,
everyone.
wow, you have got to get there on
You
the
do.
internet, social media. It's
Facebook, Instagram.
kind of new. Not really, though. But a lot of good stuff.
Well, that wraps up our first podcast attempt. Hopefully, you guys liked it. We had a lot of fun, and we look forward to talking to y'all soon.
Always good for that lighthearted banter. Happy holidays to everyone listening. Thanks for making it this far. We look forward to doing it again and sharing our insights about HWS tennis through this new interesting medium. So thanks for listening. Happy holidays, and we'll catch you next time.